I think that sounded pretty smooth. I kind of like that. Welcome. Of course, you know we've made the switch. It's official now. It's KXFM. And if you're listening on the FM dial, it's 104.7. We welcome you to the program. It's the Mornings with Ed show. And on Mondays, we do something called the Artist Corner, where we spend a few minutes with a local artist that you may or may not know, but their work is certainly worthy of getting to know them and their work. And this morning we sit here with Susan Leonard. Susan, thank you for coming this morning.
Thanks for having me.
How are you today?
I'm great.
Good. Did you have a great week? Were you a Super Bowl watcher this weekend?
I meant to be, and then it didn't happen.
How does the biggest game, the biggest event on the face of the...
I know. I had relatives in town from Germany, so we entertained them in the morning, and Then I had a party to go to in the afternoon, and I started painting.
Okay.
And I lost track of time.
And that's what happens with
and
you.
And I didn't see any part of it. I even missed the halftime. I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, you know what? We did the halftime show. You didn't miss. You didn't miss much. I guess
really?
According to the internet, you didn't miss much. And I saw it. I was like,
I had high hopes for that.
I like them both. I like J Lo.
Now,
and
if I were gonna bet, I would have bet for Kansas City.
Okay.
Only because I think there was a groundhog or something that made that prediction. I'm not kidding.
You're going to follow whichever.
I follow the animals.
All right. You follow whichever way the animals go.
Yeah.
It directs you that way.
That's my favorite.
All right. Well, I'm glad you're here and that you were painting. I'm glad you were working yesterday.
Yeah, I was working.
We can find your stuff here at the Artist's Eye Gallery. And I want to tell our listeners that you are able to. Your underwater scapes is where I want to go first, okay? Your underwater scapes have zero fish or sharks or anything in them. It's just that feeling of being underwater. You can actually produce that on canvas.
That is what my goal was when I set out to do these. I didn't want to have the fish. I didn't want any distraction from the beauty of the water.
Right.
And I got inspired for this series in Kauai while snorkeling,
looking at
the fish. Yeah. But I was kind of mesmerized by the reflections of the sand and how quiet it is. And that's really what I wanted to focus on.
Right.
And keep them simple, but anybody that dives or snorkels or likes to be underwater, they can feel the peace in these paintings.
Right. And it's as if I'm not even just saying this. It's as if you're underwater. Looking at your paintings is being underwater. You can feel the silence of the moment.
That's
part of the beauty.
Yeah, that is the beauty. I mean, you can escape everything underwater. I lose track of time.
Right. And you do. When you're underwater, it is almost like a time you're in a timeless moment there.
Right.
Yeah. And all your other senses are working except for I'm not really hearing any. There is silence.
I'm
at peace.
Yes. When
you're painting these, do you find yourself at that peace? Do you have that same feeling that you get when you're underwater?
I'm at peace. Period, when I'm painting. That's my therapy. If I didn't have that, I don't know what I'd do. But with these, I'll get to a point in the painting. It's I'm laying on the colors, the shades, and then I'll get to a point where it kind of comes together, and I can see the distance in the water, and that's when I feel like, yes, it's very, I'm beginning to feel very peaceful, like I can, I'm there, and
Here's where I just find it. This is just an amazing work of art. I have one of your paintings. I don't know which one, but up close, I do see the shimmering off the sand because you can clearly tell that the sun is beaming through the water and you can see the shimmering of the sand in the water. And then in the distance, it gets murkier, just like real water.
Oh, gosh, I know. And, that's like Tunnels Beach on Kauai.
Okay.
You can be snorkeling, you're in beautiful white sand, shallow water, and then all of a sudden there's a drop off and it becomes very dark.
Right.
And that's really what I wanted the viewer to feel when you get to that point and you go, oh my gosh, what's ahead?
Right.
That's when you sort of backpedal and go back towards the shore, I don't like that.
Now, a few weeks ago, I was looking at one of your paintings online and I was a little surprised. It was a mountain scene. You painted a beautiful snowy mountain scene with trees. Am I crazy, or was that?
I have painted. Oh, yes, yes.
This was right around the holidays.
Oh, right around the holidays. Yeah, okay. I always paint a winter scene for holiday cards that I send out in December.
Okay.
So that I painted last year, and that was my friend's yard in Park City.
Okay.
And her dog was all curled up there in the picture, but I took the dog out.
And somehow you also managed to capture that same silence.
Oh, thank you.
That painting also captures a... because when you're out in that particular moment, in that scene, there is
right.
a silence. And
right.
So the difference between capturing silence underwater where it would be more natural and capturing it there, different mindset?
No, you know, I just love nature and being outdoors in open spaces. Okay. I love quiet. Right. I love my quiet time. And so that's what I love to paint. Open spaces. I used to do a lot of paintings, Santa Ynez, the rolling hills with the oak trees on them.
Right.
And anything with open spaces, trees, water. You know, I've been concentrating on water the last few years just because that just seems like the direction I'm going right now.
Okay.
And but I have a lot of landscape paintings that I think are very peaceful also.
This one's called December Magic.
December
That's
magic.
Yeah, that was
yes,
okay.
Good memory.
Ah, thank you very much.
Or good research.
So, have you been painting forever, your entire life?
Yes, I've been painting since I was 10.
Okay.
Then I had to, you know, support myself, so I had various careers in between that time.
Right.
But
as most artists do, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, right. You know, we have to support ourselves.
Right.
So I was a court reporter. I worked for the studios for a long time. But it was 2006, I started doing shows and started selling.
Right.
So that is really when it started.
Okay. And you're currently at the Art Affair, which, by the way, had been voted best.
I know.
In the Laguna Beach Vibe, LagunaNow.com.
So I'm so happy to hear that because all three festivals are very different and they all have their, you know, good points.
Right, right.
They are very different. You really need to go see all three.
Right. And when they all have really great artists in them.
And, they do.
And along with yourself, there are other fine artists at the Art Affair. Are you guys all, are you starting to get ready for it right now? I know it's in the summer, but do you get ready this far ahead?
We do. Wow. We actually start getting ready for it January. Yeah.
And what's the prep like as an artist when you're on, when you want to, when you, you know,
for me personally, yeah. I work in oil. So, I really have to, well, I'm kind of juggling right now because I'm in so many galleries right now and, La Jolla, has been selling. And so some of the paintings that I was going to show at Art Affair
right.
went to La Jolla.
Okay.
So now I'm just trying to figure out which paintings I'm going to use for my wall and maybe paint some new ones, maybe some smaller ones.
Okay.
And, you know, the paint has to dry, I have to frame,
right.
I have to varnish.
Right. Well, so what's the time frame on a painting to dry?
Yeah, well, they say for oils, 6 months
no
before
way.
You should varnish it.
No way.
I rarely get to that point.
Okay.
It's like, it's going somewhere before 6 months or
right.
else I'm going to change it because if it's sitting in front of me,
right.
I'm a perfectionist and I'll go back to it.
Okay.
So I varnish them a little sooner than that and frame them and put them away out of my studio so I don't look at them.
Okay. Now, I had never really considered it would take that long.
Yeah, it does. I work in very thin layers with the underwater paintings.
Right.
So they do dry sooner than 6 months, but they say really 6 months is when it's completely dry.
And do you have favorite or special brushes for that underwater magic? Or is it just...
I do. Okay. I have some, yeah, they're larger brushes okay. that are very soft.
Okay.
I have a lot of different little techniques with that. a lot of things I use.
And I'm curious. Do you ever finish a painting and it's just so great you're not going to sell it? It's going up on your wall. Do
yes,
you ever do that?
I do. I okay. have two underwater. I have one in my bedroom
okay.
because it's so peaceful. I love to look at that.
Right.
And then I have one in my studio. And I've had so many people that have come to look at paintings. Want to buy the one in the studio, and I have not sold it.
You
because
can't
it was kind of like it all came together
right.
for me in this painting. Every aspect of it, the surface, the reflections, the deep water. It sometimes it clicks like that. It just comes together. And other times I struggle, paint over, blah, blah, blah. Right. But anyway, this one I really kind of attached to. I do get attached to them.
Okay. Yeah, I would guess you would. And it's a matter of, well, you found perfection in the process
right.
of painting that. So
I use that for juring sometimes for right. different shows.
Right. Well, what do you got coming up? What's on your schedule here coming up soon?
Balboa Island Art Walk is my first show, and okay. that is May. I'm not sure of the date right now. Right. May 9th, I think. I don't know.
Be sure and send it to me, and I'll make sure
okay.
that everybody gets on it. Now, you're not just at the Artist's Eye Gallery. You mentioned you were in La Jolla, and you're also at the Art Affair.
Yeah, I'm at a gallery called the La Jolla Art Gallery okay. down on Prospect. A beautiful, beautiful gallery, contemporary work. And in the La Jolla Village.
Okay.
And Elizabeth King is the owner, and she's just been doing a great job of selling my work. And then Gray Matter Museum of Art, I was in a couple years ago, and they reopened their doors, so I'm back there in Newport, Lido Island area.
Okay.
And then Hanalei Art Gallery in Kauai.
You're just everywhere.
And that is exciting for me because that's where I got my inspiration.
And you also it also gives you reason to have to go back and forth, right?
I'm going May.
Of course. If you're looking for her stuff online, Susan Leonard, and Leonard is spelled L-E-O-H-N-A-R-D.
L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D.
L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D.
Leon Hard.
Yeah, so that's, I, you know what I did? I transfixed
yeah.
the, I'm sorry. I have it written correctly. I just read it like an idiot.
That's okay.
L-E-O-N-H-A-R-D. Susan
right.
Leonard. Look for her online. Her paintings are magnificent. And when you do get lost in one of them, you'll feel that underwater thing. You really will. You'll feel that silence and the beauty of it. I can't thank you enough for being here this morning.
Well, thank you.
All right. And we'll look forward, I'll look forward to seeing you somewhere in one of these many galleries you're at. But if not, we'll definitely catch you at the Art Affair this summer.
Okay, great.
All right. This has been Susan Leonard, and this has been Artist Corner. Thanks a lot.